page 137, on, I did want to point out one thing on community services. Under the community services on page 141 and also on family support on page 142, family support was combined with community services for FY2 on the request. I did want to point out again on in both these areas that the money included in their legislative intent is also included in the base figure with inflation tax on it. And that's basically what we're getting on to our request for this year. They've included these items again for this year on the specified. There are no other big issues in this category. There's no real big, large increases other than shuffling the money. There are a couple of new areas that were not in here last year. And the first one is found on page 201, or I should say page 197. And it's a CRU entitled Legal Services for $188,000. And what this is additional money requested by the department to support the attorneys in the Department of Law. That was not in the budget last year.
Did legal services get any money in Health Social Security?
Not under the Health Social Services area. I might point out that there's approximately $157,000. For some reason, this is only showing a part of the cost for legal services, the $180,000, over and above what was already in the budget, which was $157,000. Basically, Mr. Chairman, on holistic health, last year in the pre-conference committee, holistic health came in as a capital project, I believe, in about the last day of the pre-conference committee as a capital project. This year, they've got it as an operating program with an additional $201,000 item for it. As far as the transfers, what is happening is, in order to show some of the money as being continuing, or as a continuing amount of money that's being transferred to the commission's office, holistic health. The money that is being transferred last year was money added into the commissioner's office of $155,400 for the Bureau of Public Alaska. The governor vetoed all the language. The amount of money then, although it was vetoed, was used for different purposes. And they're again carrying it forward as a continuation of the legislative add-on. Another show money.
Didn't you say that the language that was vetoed, but the money
was
there?
Mr. Chairman, in many cases last year, the language was vetoed, but the money was not cut back. I'd say 80% of it was paid out according to legislative intent, and probably the other 20% was used for whatever they thought it should be used for. If we look under the commissioner's office, which is under page 173, there were three grants added on last year in the legislative intent. It was $155,400 for the Girls Club of Alaska, $56,000 for the City of Girls General for hospital equipment and an x-ray machine in Skagway. And then now, if you look up on the comments on line 7, where it says analyst comments, the one-time item would be the $25,000 for Juno and the $66,000 for Juno, $25,000 for Skagway, and the $5,000 for the youth preventative health services. Now that's for the 91.6, the one-time item that's being subtracted out. If you look at the department's response on the Girls Club of Alaska down there, it will show they did not file a proposal, so they didn't award the money.
very hard on this thing, and they still didn't have any commitment.
Yeah, I don't think the girls' club did. The money that was appropriated last year, I believe, was spent in the commissioner's office, and some of it may have been spent to the council. For this year's purpose, they're carrying that money forward as a continuation item with inflation tacked on in the holistic health area.
Carrying it forward, are they asking for more money?
Basically, they're asking for more money, but they're showing that this money existed last year. It was appropriated last year under the office of commissioner. They're requesting it this year in the holistic health, and saying that it's just a continuance of what was appropriated last year. Mr. Chairman, if you look in the detail book, it'll show in more detail, you know, the transfer. It's not as confusing as by looking at the notes. They actually have a, they'll have a sheet of paper, and they're saying this money is being transferred from the commissioner's office and showing it going to the holistic health.
Legislature appropriated the money for a specific purpose, and legislative intent went with it, right? The governor wiped out the legislative intent, and he didn't do what, did he do with the money what it was intended, did he do?
No, because the money did not go to the girls' club.
No, okay. Apparently, it didn't go to the girls' club. It didn't go for what it was appropriated for, is what I'm trying to get. Did they spend it for something else? Yes, you said they put it in the commissioner's office. Did they spend it?
Mr. Chairman, yes, they did spend it.
So
they spent it in health to help.
Then
we'll get it back. Actually, this was appropriated for FY81, but FY81 hasn't left. So if they put in a proposal at this time, or before July 1st, isn't that enough, adequate time to ask for the money, rather than ask for it by July 1 of last year?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct, but what I'm beginning to wonder is whether that money still exists, or whether it's already been spent. I know some of it has been spent.
How much was it again?
It's $155,400.
Which is an attempt to equalize local contributions for education.
it encompasses both the cities and boroughs as well as the REAA. Previously, we only had local aid formula for the REAA, and we budgeted in another area. So that's the $10 million that goes up there. So you're seeing the total increase in foundation program components of about $73 million. This increase is primarily due to three factors, I believe. There's, first of all, an increase in the base unit value, which is through legislation that was passed last year. And the base value went up from almost $35,000 to $38,500. So that's the pump formula that's beginning there. Then, in addition to that, we changed the instructional unit savings to elementary education so that elementary schools are eligible to receive a little more money for students than they were previously. And we've allowed the department to, or not the department, but the school district to count their junior high program as a separate program, regardless of whether or not they're in a separate facility. Previously, they had to be in a separate facility in order to be a separate engineering class. This is a particular benefit because if you look at the instructional unit tables, you get an instructional unit if you have students that fall into a large area. So if you have, so for each individual school, they might not have enough to go over another jump in instructional unit. But they're in the middle there somewhere where if they had to combine them all, they would get counted better than extra instructional units for those students. So,
yes, okay.
Also, the a large increase in this area then is the supplemental equalization aid. That alone has increased the foundation funding of $17 million. So that is as opposed to the $10 million that was now going to spend $27 million in that area. The department has mentioned that there will be a supplemental for the foundation for the fiscal year 81, but they believe they have found for everything in the year 82 budget.
What's the level for the 81 supplemental?
Approximately $400 to $500. They have not found for it, so they don't have a stock to do it. Okay, the other area in the foundation program is financial support. That's going to go up in addition to what's showing in the present budget is the debt retirement for local districts. Last year we budgeted the debt retirement at a full 80% of the 80% that is eligible for retirement. The full 100% of the 80%. Previously it had been funded at about 80% of the 80% of the special policy. So the department received a late claim for reimbursement and debt retirement, and they're anticipating a $9 million supplemental this year, and approximately it'll be better than $9 million next year, somewhere in the middle of 11 to 12 in debt retirement. So that still doesn't fund debt retirement at 100%. There's been some discussion that we might want to do that, and the government brought it up in his budget address, but there's been no legislation on it. Okay. The next large area in the Department of Education is adult and post-secondary program.
Can I ask another question here on the foundation program? I see that the bilingual program adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm not sure how that works. That looks like there's about a $3 million increase there, a 54% increase. I wonder about that.
Okay, all of the adjustments that you see in the foundation program component are tied to a single formula, and when you increase the base unit value.
Oh, that's what happened,
huh? It will pump up each one of those little components.
Well, it says here on page 18 that there's an increase in the number of bilingual students and an increase in the base instructional unit value.
We're not paying. Oh. Yeah, the majority of that is for the base unit. They have a small growth in bilingual education and special education every year, but it hasn't been really significant in 5 years. The big increase in this year's budget is due to the increase in the state.
The state doesn't do any bilingual application on its own. It's all grants to REAs or school districts.
There's some programs too, the university will accept, not the Department of Education.
Allison, do you know whether or not the bilingual students, what the majority of, whether they're native or whether they are military dependents? I know I said in the question, and that just struck me, I was just concerned on it.
Under the program, we have to service both, which has no difference, but the majority of them are native, I believe.
It seemed odd if they were given the speech, and not the bilingual students. Thank you, ma'am.
I think the Senate, the bill that you passed last year, the implementation bill, provides for this formula. You put that under the foundation formula, same as all the others. And I think the increase that Allison is talking about is basically to make it, to adjust the amount that they were going to get, the school district and REA, because previously to that, they were, years ago, we had the grant process, and that didn't work. And we finally succeeded in putting it in the formula funding, that now it can automatically increase or decrease as the case may be. So the increasing is just reflected that the formula that we have devised in the past, we have also.
Yeah.
President Buckles, we did go to a formula in 81, though, so that's your big increase. But the increase between 81 and 82, then the increase of the increase in the dollar value is the same.
Representative Barney?
Thank you. I think to answer Kathy's question is something that's probably missed here is within the urban areas especially, there's a great number of students from other countries that also qualify for bilingual programs.
Apparently, if there's someone to support, forget, I want to make a minor announcement. It looks like we're having some trouble with the removing things from the room here. I understand, did you lose your calculator? Did somebody take yours?
Yes, sir. I'm not sure it's lost.
I didn't take mine out of the room, and it's apparently that somebody else wanted more than I did. So, I don't know. Is these things, we have keys for these? We have keys for them? So, maybe we ought to start locking things up around here. And I don't trust anybody, I guess.
Okay. In our adult and post-secondary program room, we're covering three major areas. We have adult basic education grants to various school districts to provide for adult basic education. We also fund skill center and schools, or state vocational education program. And the post-secondary commission, student loan program, and student loan administration. So there is a giant jump in the student loan program this year. There'll be a supplemental for the fiscal year 81 of approximately $3.5 million. The budget increase between what presently shows for 81 and for 82 is $7.5 million. So when you consider the supplemental budget, it's about $4 million. This is an attempt to keep up with the demand so that we can provide student loans for all of those that request.
President
I listened to testimony earlier this week that the delinquency rate now is 11%. I'm sure that most of them are quite a bit better than the federal delinquency rate.
What they have, they have some $12 million to 19.5, and it got a $3.5 million supplemental.
Mm-hmm.
And it said the demand was actually that many it cut back off of it.
Mr. Chairman, this topic created an up into the subcommittee meeting this morning that Dr. Rumsberg is going to be invited to spend a portion of one of our next meetings. Maybe those who can't stand, this is a handout, we can provide a sufficient handout to this office, the ones who came out of the tent, that would be intention to have him appear at the group of subcommittee on this specific topic.
That
means we're going
to file it. Next topic.
Thank you, Chairman. I've had requests from constituents to consider increasing the limit per year to 3 to 5,000.
There are several bills before the legislature got now that wouldn't fit the level. There's one bill that increases it from 3 to 3,500 and one that would increase it from 3 to 6,000. And I believe there's those are both in the House and there's one in the Senate that somewhere in the neighborhood of what they're talking about, I think it's 4,500. So, there's just enough to be one of them.
What are they assuming, though? Is that everybody's just going to automatically go for the max?
They have they can take suggestions based on the loan applications they receive, because an applicant might, even though they know they can only receive $3,000, if they will show all of their costs for going to school, so they can take a look at those applications and see how many people are rejecting $6,000.
Nelson, I would like to have a brief explanation on about four different items on the budget summary that has to do, I'll mention one of them here. Let me get my line to you so I can follow it. On short form page 62, briefly, 62% increase on finance management services. Right off the top of your head, any reason for that amount of increase?
It's been transferred out of the Department of Overhead Expenses, most of it. The department, it's just a readjustment in that program. And if you look at the total increase in administrative program support, it's 1.7%. And it's just a reshuffling among those components.
And then planning information and research, short form page 82, executive administration, there's a 65% increase. There, planning information and research. Did that tie in with something we discussed this morning?
Yes, that's where the Department of Education was budgeted for taxes and effective students.
Okay, and one other thing that, why not do we have to give the State Board of Education 41.2% more budget?
Their travel budget has been very low this year.
That's basically for travel, is that correct? Have they had enough money before, though? I mean, like the first I heard, they were that short.
I can check into it and find out.
I'd like to know. They got to have that money for it. Basically, I think it is travel.
We're going to probably find out on a lot of areas of travel. Of course, with the cost of travel going up so much, big increases. Do you think that?
And she's already answered my question I had on the student loan question. I think, well, maybe you better explain it to the rest of them. They explained it to us this morning. Increase in student loan administration 49.1%.
Okay,
administration of the budget.
The administration cost for the student loan program, the personnel hired to administer that program was tied directly to the volume of loans. So if the volume of loans go up, they need more people to administer those loans. And just based on the current ratio that they presently got, they're not trying to speed up their processing, but just to keep their current ratio, they have requested an additional 4 full-time and 1 part-time.
Okay. Well, I point out, I know I have, and I'm sure some of the rest of the legislators have had complaints also on the timeliness of the loan money is available to the students when they've applied for them. I think this is probably the reason for that increase in the making.
I don't believe it will get to come out any faster. I just think that it will keep them at their current level so that they won't be any slower.
Well, I hope you didn't get around faster, but I've had lots of complaints about in time on the time. Some kids have practically said they were starving, but that's where they got the money.
Oh, the problem that you're talking about is caused because the student loans, they don't have funding for those student loans until July. And the students start going to college in August, and they can't make any firm commitments on it until July, so they, it kind of slows up their whole processing, and there's a billing right now for scholarship revolving loan fund base of $10 million, which if it passes this year, that they have said that that will help solve this lag time problem, and they'll be able to get them out faster.
Mr. Chairman, maybe I can ask Representative Montgomery, didn't we double fund that thing last year to take care of this problem here?
Yeah.
Didn't we advance it 1 year in order to have enough money for that?
No, I
thought we did.
More money, but I don't think we would.
I mean,
no,
to cover this lag.
They did request it last year, but it was not approved.
I thought we got it through. Maybe I'm not.
You like Montgomery had a bill, right?
Didn't you have a bill?
Oh, that's on the pass. Didn't you have a bill on that, too?
We both did. We both did. We're going to corrupt with the bill.
It was supposed to alleviate this lag time. That's what it was.
They had wanted to have a full refund in advance for that reason, so it wasn't approved. So now they're going about it with a little different approach, funding the revolving fund, giving it a base amount so that they can start processing more soon.
Chairman, are you really familiar with the process that they're using to evaluate student loans and adequate spending?
I have a general understanding.
I remember I had the same problem back in March, and there was some suggestions made to last year that I thought they were going to, and that was, they were waiting until they were sure what their budget was going to be before they sent out the material to the different schools, to the students who put in the application, whether the application weren't going to be sent out until after they knew what their expectations were going to be. And I suggested sort of waiting for that. That we send out the application in February, March, so we didn't have time to process them, and then it happened that some minor adjustments were made by the line. Did they do that? Are they doing that?
The applications are available early, but the commission cannot make a commitment that there will be loan funds to those applications until July when they actually have their budget. So for those kids going to school in August, but, you know, it really tempts us to know what they're going to do.
I don't know, maybe someone can answer. What was the resident requirement for you to get a license?
Well, I'm sure we can talk about that right now.
2 years.
2 years?
Those are 2 years. There was a ruling by the Attorney General's office that 1 year, there was a suggestion that they should change the regulation to 1 year. And because they were afraid of the constitutionality of the thing. I was a member of the post-secondary commission. We decided that 2 years was sufficient, and to drop it to 1 year would just be, a problem. I might add that the problem that I see with the scholarship loan program is that there's no way that you can connect it with scholarship. It's connected to residency, and the students may be just a failing student, and we still give them the money for the scholarship loan. I do have a bill that tries to address that, although it's not catching on very easily. To address the scholarship portion rather than just plain residency. But this is something you might even talk about if you want to really be relevant and address it with scholarship rather than just plain old residency. Yeah.
I might point out, Mr. Chairman, that I was looking at a cartoon the other day about Alaskan education home. It showed a backpacker rushing up to Alaska to live on food stamps and everything until they get that short residency in. Take a long and go out to college outside your hometown.
Something like just a year ago.
We're generous.
I'm cutting down the food stamp program too. Yeah, another question about the process. Can you describe to me how they go about the whole process in the morning? When they mail out the applications, when the food mail is mailed in, when it's received back and everything else, what they do?
I don't know. that to say. I can certainly request that from our city advisory council.
Because I have, Mr. Chairman, I have a feeling of that they can go through all the steps that are required far prior to July the 1st, and all they have to do is put the computer button, and you know the dollars they've got in the check. I just can't believe that they can't do all that work between now and July the 1st. And have everything online, and just leave the check on the basis of the money they have to have.
The one problem is they can't do it on the set of all the applications.
Well, the timeliness of the applications usually revolves around when the students know that they have to do it. Most of them, not just from where they're going. I just feel that they're waiting until after legislature is adjourned before they begin to take any action for approving action. I don't think it's necessary.
We get a memo together. Sounds like a lot of timeline on that.
One thing about the student loan program I did want to point out before we go on, there is a little bit better than $1 million in federal funds budgeted in the scholarship loan program. These federal funds are now suspect because of the Reagan proposal to put the federal guaranteed student loan program back on the need basis. The Alaska loan program is not based on need, and we would not qualify for participation in federal loan program.
Thank you, sir. Just speaking myself, I'm never familiar with it. I really think that the last few months of them is a better program to have than higher education. I hope to approach that way to funding you. Speaking out of labor markets.
My guess is that only those people who didn't qualify for the last loan program would be depending on that federal program anyway.
No. The federal programs are much tighter restriction than the Alaska program. And they loosened it up just recently for the Alaska that they were to participate in. And the federal guarantees actually pays interest on the loans that we make for the students during the time students are in college. So we right now we don't require any interest payment from any of the students while they're going to school, and there's either like a 1 year grace period after they get out of school before they have to start paying back on the loan. So that 5% interest during that time of the money is lost to the state. But if they're guaranteed by the federal government has picked up their interest loss during that whole time.
The federal government's guaranteeing the loan the state makes to students with the state funds.
Mm-hmm. So we won't be able to participate in it any longer because of the
that's going to be increasing. All it's going to be is a loss of interest, right?
Well, it's $1 million in the program right now that we would then have to do some of the general funds.
There would have been a less program received funds.
Federal funds.
Just an aside on that federal program is funded through local Alaskan banks. Last year, it became possible to take you like that. Pretty common for the federal government to do that with that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I guess, do you have anything else on the loan program?
No.
Okay. I had a question on the adult post-secondary support, but I'll hold off on that right now. So why don't you go ahead with what you had in mind?
I wasn't going to come back to it.
I think I'll just defer. Okay. I'll wait.
In the Department of Education's administration, in the executive administration, BOU, we touched on this just briefly. But the department is instituting a new program which was begun this year. It's the government's task force on effective schooling. The government started it this year primarily with contingency funds. So they are requesting two new positions, research and tech positions, and support for the task force. And it's primarily to start an assessment or evaluation of just exactly what we're paying for with our school dollars. So previously, it was pretty much handed them out to the district based on the formula with no real track of exactly what we were receiving for that money. So
that's a brand new program in the department, is really the only major increase outside of the formula funding in the department. It's approximately $530,000. So, another major area in the education category is vocational rehabilitation. The vocational rehabilitation program, people assess a disabled person as to whether or not they are capable of being rehabilitated to participate in the labor market. And if they determine that they are, there are programs provided and counseling and services provided to enable that person to then be able to participate.
Let me stop and then go back to the Anchor Skill Center.
But there is no Anchor Skill Center. It was a mistake that I ended up with even a title in the book.
Oh, it was a mistake you put it in there?
There was appropriation for the Anchor Skill Center made last year and it was vetoed by the government. So there were no funds available for it.
So there never has been a Skill Center, so that the appropriation was vetoed was to start up.
And there's some disagreement as to whether or not, I believe that the governor's primary reason for vetoing the funding is because there's an argument as to whether or not we want to open up a vocational center in competition with the community college, just for the great deal of vocational training definitely.
And that comes back to the situation, if we want to get something done through the university, we have to give them the money and hope they'll do somewhere near what we want them to do. Why, I wonder why that's not listed under Skill Centers or...
I can't tell you why they put it where they did. So the capital project that was just being completed during fiscal year 82, the $1 million requested net fund a full year's operation. But the Chuck Chee Community College is very, very small. It's nothing on the level of the Anchor Community College in terms of the vocation programs that they would be able to offer. But that's the only thing that I could suggest as being a reason why they would suggest focus.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the Chuck Chee Community College is non-existent at this time. It wasn't in existence last year. Would this be an extension then? It would be like, well, I can see that the IEAA is possibly are going to run the educational institution. So it would be a part of their high school program or their 13th and 14th grade program?
I don't know.
this program, the technical center, is just open to any residents within the district that would like to get it on.
What kind, Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead.
Mr. Adams, what kind of program are they conducting?
Maybe both get education.
They don't do any, like, repairs, mechanical, technical?
That we feel that there's not changing that in him.
Oh, go ahead, Ramon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Could I ask that perhaps the Kathy and the subcommittee at some future time ask someone from the Anchorage Community College to compare with, for us, the, quote, skills center at the community college versus us having a skill center within the Anchorage community?
What exactly do you want, comparison, or do you want to start a discussion paper?
I think that the way I look at the community college, that a lot of people that really need a skill would not go there to get it. I don't think that that's basically what it's being used for. And I thought the skill center was a good idea, and it started to be a good thing.
They do have quite a vocational education program, like the community college, but I'm not sure exactly what you want to do. Do you have an idea of what you're asking for?
What I would like is a comparison to what is being offered at the community college as far as the skill center with what would be offered as a vocational education program within the area outside the community college.
Okay, a written comparison? Okay.
Yeah, maybe something, maybe there was some backup last year that on the funding for the skill center that described what sort of programs they had and how they may have different from their college.
Mr. Chairman, there was a proposal last year that skill center did get a program. So that's somewhere in the file, but I think we have a backup for that request.
We heard that the reason it got vetoed is because it was the prime sponsor of the program. But that's
what I heard, too.
Other questions on this, sir?
Okay. The balance of the education budget is taken up with the commission budget. Museums and libraries, I think, have been out. But we have the Alaska Historical Commission included under the education budget, the Alaska Arts Council, and the Public Broadcasting Commission. The Arts Council budget this year is grown substantial, 19%. And the interesting thing about the Arts Council budget is that the legislature has every year added a substantial amount to the Arts Council budget with legislating intent to reference specific grants for different purposes. One such grant last year, for example, was $500,000 to the Alaska Repertory Theater. Rather than treating these as one-time items, the Arts Council has rolled them into the base, although they do not designate in their budget where any of their grants will be going in the fiscal year that their budget.
So it looks like in FY80 they had a grant column of about $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they just, for FY81 they just combined that and gave it all to the administration, is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then this year they want $3.2 million. And do they usually discuss it and say there's going to be this much goes here, here, and here? Will they give you a list but just don't prompt you to it?
Well, no, you can see what they're doing with it this year, but I have some information that probably awarded their grants for fiscal year 81. But in fiscal year 82, it depends on who applies for them. If the council makes decisions based on applications, they have to
grant. We have a list of where the money was allocated last year.
For the current fiscal year.
The FY 81.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see that.
Okay. But the point that I was trying to make is that in the 81 budget, the legislature added on $787,000 in addition to what the governor requested, plus an additional grant of $500,000 to the repertory theater. So it was almost $1,600 added, $1,300,000 added to the Arts Council budget. The governor vetoed $375,000 of that. So it was that additional money, the $900,000, for specific purposes directed by the legislature last year, is appearing again in the base this year, and without any direction, it will be at the discretion of the Arts Council where that money goes. In addition, the governor has approved another $300,000 for the Arts Council grant program.
Well, you're saying that the $1 million or the $1.3 million the legislature gave to the Arts Council shows up here where it says FY81 authorized?
Right.
That includes that amount?
That includes it all.
Okay, so in addition to that, the governor's asking for another $500,000.
$300,000.
2.7 plus 3.2.
Yeah.
Representative Malone?
Chairman, in connection to that, do we have any ideas or intent to continue dropping $500,000 in the last year after that?
The Arts Council budget contains nothing of that nature, so if it was approved as a present or scanned, they have no total discretion to how to use that money.
That's right.
Are you saying that $1,500,000 total is not a total making it clear or anything that all items for that money?
I went back and looked at the Arts Council budget over the last 2 years, and it seems to be the pattern that they have taken. So it's not really a new approach.
Well, I know it's a lot of things, but I'm right about it.
The Public Broadcasting Commission budget is a continuation budget. This is much to the dismay of a lot of public broadcasting stations. They requested a significant increase that was not approved by the government. And I just wanted to point that out because I'm sure that there will be people in the industry on that. If you take a look, the commission requested $6,300,000 for public broadcasting. The government budget is $4 million.
Why did they have such a big jump in the request? We got an increase last year.
Mm-hmm. It's based on the station budget that has come in. The Broadcasting Commission built their request budget based on all of the requests they received from the various public broadcasting stations.
But there wasn't any single theme as to why they were paying people a lot more money.
I haven't received any, I don't see the individual station budget, so I couldn't tell you on a case-by-case basis. I might know a lot of different reasons.
You mentioned about the history of budget, the way it goes, and usually the individual station budget is not presented to the legislature, but it's not the finance committee. Those that you have, PBS stations, certainly get lobbied on the budget that they have, but I think it'd be a good idea to look at the legislature request and look at those individual station budgets and figure out what's going on. It's a big jump, 50% jump.
One thing I would like to point out in addition on the commission is that the status of the commission is right now kind of in limbo. It's part of the executive order introduced by the government to combine telecommunications under the Department of Administration.
If that reorganization occurred, how would the any indication of how that would affect the budgetary picture?
Just based on my understanding of how it was anticipated last year, I haven't been able to determine whether they're really talking about any major changes. I believe it's pretty much as it was discussed last year. There wouldn't be a big change.
Dollar-wise.
No. The biggest difference is it takes the commission and puts them more into a policy role and takes them out of the law of the administrative things that they're doing.
The largest increase in the commission is
Well, they're paying for travel for the commission members themselves. And It says increased activity at the commission when you're talking to the senior planning and more meetings. So it's,
Let's figure out how to think a lot.
I'm getting away from what you're talking about. Can you give me a little explanation on, say, truck home 149 on that vocational rehabilitation? I see most of it is federal funding.
Okay, I'm a little fuzzy here, but I'll try to tell you what I know of the program. The independent living rehabilitation program right now, the money I believe is going to be an aid to the blind program in the Anchorage area. And it's an effort, it's a directed effort of those people to enable them to be able to live and work independently rather than relying on somebody else for their own care.
Chairman, if I make a change in that, I thought that's what it was. It seems like I remember from last year. But getting back to page 24, it has to do with transportation, people transportation. For the subcommittee, I'd like to have some copies. The agency response, for example, they've completed the hazardous route studies. I'd like for us to have copies of that to the subcommittee and if the rest of the committee here wants it too. And also, I'd like to have a copy of those internal audits.
Okay.
And I could get into that transportation, Mr. Chairman, but I won't right now. I got some real sharp questions on the back.
Other two areas in the education category are museums and the state library. The state library is going to be beginning a program called the Conservation of Alaskan, which they requested two new positions. The museum fund very well increasing their budget. If you want to take a look at Roman numeral page 5, it shows the new positions requested for the department. There are 32 new positions, and there are a couple of things I wanted to point out about the new positions. Of the 32, these are full-time positions I'm talking about. Of the full-time 32 new positions, 9 of those positions have been created by revised program in this fiscal year, and there are presently people employed in those positions. The department's budget for those positions doesn't request new funding for them. They use the same mechanism of transferring funds out of contractual or wherever they had funds available to fund the positions in fiscal year 82 that they use to fund the positions. But there are people in 9 of those 32 positions. 7 of the positions are correspondent positions. The funding for those is generated through the foundation formula increases, which the Department of Education correspondent study program is part of. That's half of the 32 position increase. And 4 of the positions are discussed earlier in the student loan administration program due to the increasing volume of loans.
On the area of correspondence studies, I think there's a program in the Department of Education that deals with migrant education. Could you find out more a little bit about that? I'm rather confused as to what that is and in what relation it is to the correspondence study program.
Okay, I'll figure out something.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the positions created through RFPs, do you have the information written down as to which positions they are?
These people have been It's a transfer of funding from your ETA project. So I believe that there's four supported ETA projects, that they have put all their administrative support positions into that new area. In project ETA itself, there's two new positions of education specialist one and an education specialist two. In the state library program, there are two positions, librarian three and clerk one. Under adult and post-secondary support, the grants administration component contains one position of clerk specialist three. And in vocational rehabilitation and counseling, there are two positions of vocational rehabilitation counselor two and clerk specialist three. Again, these are only the full-time positions. I don't have a part-time position in this one.
Thank you.
I didn't have anything else to bring up.
Pat, oh, I
have a few questions for that. Education general obligation bonding. What's the amount of that worth, or is it statewide?
This is statewide. It doesn't cover the schools in the cities and boroughs. We pay 80% of the debt requirement for those schools and municipalities and bonding themselves. And the cost of that is under the debt requirement local. This general obligation school bond is mostly statewide rural schools. The retirement or the total amount of bond payment? I would have to get that information for you.
Okay. And in order to retire these, there's two methods to do it. There's both the changing the time period or the just pay off the debt.
There's a problem in paying off the debt. And just directly paying off the debt, and stuff called arbitrage, and it's kind of frowned upon because you borrow money at a lower interest rate through a bond program, and then you pay it off quickly, and it looks like you're so, that's not
very
well, but it's not good.
Okay. And we need to take it through here. There's no bill divided.
Pardon?
We need to take it through here.
The debt retirement local, that for the cities and boroughs, is presently funded at 80%, and there was some discussion of increasing that to 100% funding, but I do not believe it's anything that needs to be done.
Is that included in
What percent of increase in cost of education costing on a yearly basis?
The increase in this fiscal year was for total expenditures of 22.2%.
Okay. And we predict that such increase will continue in the future years, and that different colleagues here have placed bills to provide the education endowment fund to both the offset of the education in the future.
There are some bills that would create endowment fund for education.
I just wanted to ask on that State Bond Committee, debt service for general education, is that where the 80% of the local school debt is paid?
No, that debt retirement for cities and boroughs is shown as a component of financial support under 344.
That's the $33 million.
Right, and we're anticipating a budget amendment that would bring that up to $740 million.
Okay.
Maybe I could ask Mr. Abstaff to me, there's some questions I'm going to be saying that. You're talking about the annual debt service on the outstanding bonds of the municipalities or the entire outstanding debt?
The outstanding debt.
The annual debt service, you know, the annual payments on the bonds is a total amount of debt.
Anything else? much that the committee wanted to get into your capacity. Do you have anything else to maybe I'll take a look at?
I'm afraid I'd get into some other lengthy stuff, so I'll say that stuff.
Last year, we talked about a little bit of finance committee about the idea of really getting the money for education and so forth. And I don't know to what it, even what extent that includes spend a lot more money. Are people learning any more? Are they learning any better? Do they need to pay for that?
I believe that's the purpose of the government's task force on affected students is to look into that.
Send it to the committee. Good question. I think that I know she has one of the mental health programs and spending a lot of money in areas that supposedly improves the education, but I think sometimes we don't check it.
My comment on that one of the representatives was the study of this effectiveness, how effective the effective study is going to be, it's really effective and maybe apply to our legislative process.
Chairman, you might look into the rules of the adult safety education program when you want to talk about this, because although I'm really very supportive of adult basic education, I see that the growth of adult basic education is increasing faster than the rate of increase of other funding programs. So the problem probably would be what's happening in our elementary and secondary school. Secondary program, because many of our kids, young adults, are winding up in adult education. And many of them go to high school, they get their GED, and then they go into the community college
system. We're adjourned. Thank you. There are four categories left to go over on this overview, and we're going to try to whip through them all today. So I've advised the analyst to try to make sure the committee is aware of the high points and not too much concern on the low points. We're interested in hearing about some of the big expenditures, maybe some of the big changes in this budget over last year's, and any other questions that come from the committee, you'll have to be able to attempt to field. But we're maybe a half hour to 45 minutes per category here. Why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Donna Lencio. I'm a assistant of the legislative finance agent and development category. Just briefly, the overall changes between FY81 and FY82. For FY82, the government's request is a 73.9% increase in all funds, 78.8% increase in general funds. 41 new positions are requested in the budget for the development category.
Okay, let me review that just real quickly now. 41 new positions and an overall general fund increase of 78%.
Correct.
Okay, so then you probably want to hit the major increase
areas. Most of the increase in the development budget has been about as a result of legislation passed last year. In addition, we increased the funding for the municipal assistance and municipal revenue sharing program. Last year, there were a number of bills that in FY2 are going to have an effect in the development category. The first one, Senate Bill 1, which is the main big loan bill last year. That particular bill affects a number of components in this budget. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation and the Alaska Industrial Development Authority will be under the operating budget for the first time in FY82. Similarly, the non-conforming housing loan program in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs is a brand new program as a result of Senate Bill 1. And 10 out of the 41 positions requested, new positions, are in fact for the Division of Housing Assistance and Community and Regional Affairs. There were also some decreases as a result of Senate Bill 1. For example, the Loan Fund Administration and the Department of Commerce and Economic Development showed a net decrease of 7 positions as a result of Senate Bill 1. They lost the authority to make loans in the field of tourism, small business, and some
type position number. On the other hand, another piece of legislation last year, Senate Bill 438, actually in the energy, created some work for that particular division. We got energy conservation loans, bulk fuel loans, and alternative technology and energy loans. But there is a net reduction of 7 positions in the loan fund administration. Senate Bill 438 also had a significant impact on the Division of Energy and Power Development with Dan Thomas, Electronic Development. And in fact, the division was reorganized for FY82, mainly as a result of Senate Bill 438. Another piece of legislation enacted last year in the energy field, House Bill 687, created the Alaska Energy Plan. And at this time, I do not have a budget for FY82 for me, so I understand they're in the process of selecting an executive director. In fact, they may very well have done that at this point. So I anticipate the budget funding of the last few existing people. Last year, fiscal note for House Bill 687 gave them a $6 million appropriation. And my understanding is that they need some increases next year.
Representative Rogers, can you give us any more firm information on the operating budget for the energy center?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, there does seem to be some confusion over this. The fiscal note last year, which appropriated $6 million for the first year, indicated that that was part-year funding for the first year, and the second year fiscal note was $13 million. And that was the assumption that the Energy Center Board had been working from until they saw the governor put in $6.4 million. And they are in the process of hiring an executive director. To my knowledge, have not yet hired. I'm not sure what the status is of this budget request. The controversy between the executive branch, the Department of Administration, and the Energy Center.
Are you a member of the?
I'm a non-voting member of the board of directors, and under legislation, which is expected to pass this year, I'm no longer the governor feels that's a violation of separation of power.
But your membership continues
at this time? That's unclear. No appointments have been made by the speaker, and there's some question as to whether appointments by the last speaker continue or whether the meeting is now there.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Besides the major pieces of legislation, I just mentioned there are a number of components that have been transferred into the development category from other categories, specifically the Office of the Governor. The focus on management was transferred in from the natural resources category. They were requesting senior positions this year as well. Also, the Agriculture Action Council, which last year received funding under the Office of the Governor Special Projects Office. In FY82, they've been set up as a separate component. They're now within the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. They're requesting 3 positions. Those people have been on board for some time, I believe, and were funded from capital project funds. Also, in the Department of Natural Resources, there is an energy management program which contains the geothermal development and solar development components, both in this category, as well as all from the natural resources category.
What's new this year?
The Office of
You're looking at energy management under DNR, right?
Right.
It looked like, and then coal and geothermal development, it looks as though they were funded last year.
They were funded, Mr. Chairman, however, they were funded in the natural resources category.
And I'm still a little confused. Are you talking about the coal development and geothermal development line? They were in DNR last year, and it appears that they're funding. Oh, I see. That's why you got the minus $130,000 there. Now they're.
Could
you explain that a little bit better for me?
They were in the natural resources category last year.
Right.
The continuing program is just transferred into development of the category. It's the only difference.
Did you have something?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Brian?
Yeah. You mentioned the expansion of the Division of Energy and Power Development, Senate Bill 438. Notice under the Energy Grants and Assistance, it shows a 7% increase in funding over the current fiscal year. And yet the current fiscal year's money ran out in about 3 months. And in fact, tomorrow we're going to be considering supplemental. Is this just based on governor's formula then for the increase of the program, or does it have some sort of relationship to actual demand?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I don't think it's a good question.
Is it going to be able to have anything for us by tomorrow?
One comment, looking at this, I've never seen a budget since I've been here with as many drastic changes, whether they be negative or positive. I mean, there's just all sorts of program totals that are negative and all sorts of them that are over 100% increase, one of them almost 400%. It's just really seems to be a lot of changes in this budget. So we do agree with that.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that's the biggest single expense is in the rental assistance program.
Definitely.
I have received a printout from the Division of Budget Management, which would seem to indicate that the governor has revised the figures that you see in the short form. In fact, this particular printout shows the municipal assistance program for FY2 being reduced from the $92 million to $80,500,000, which would then be consistent with the governor's original projections for the corporate and the oil and gas income.
Let me get this straight now. The $92 million that's listed under there under the request and the governor's adjusted, that was a, okay, now is there a new figure that the governor submitted?
I do not believe the figure has been formally submitted. However, I do have a printout from budget management which indicates the FY82 municipal assistance at the level of $80,500,000.
$80 million. Okay, now this municipal assistance is a factor of the oil and gas corporate income tax, is that right?
That is correct.
And now that they're projecting $770 million, they've reduced their this item to $80
million. That's correct. The information I have, the revenue projection shows $770 million in corporate petroleum income taxes and $35 million for corporate general income taxes.
Okay, what would be the, if you did use $92 million, factoring the other way, what would you come up with for projected 4321 received?
The formula is based on 10% of the corporate income tax receipts, so that would be $1,970,000 a year.
Another governor project. That's up to about $3 million.
No, you just made a point. 10%, then here's a new figure, $80,500,000 is $800 million, so $805 million.
Well, he included the $35 million from the general corporate. No, it's this way. Yeah, it's 377 plus 35.
I do have a question. Homer, on that line, municipal assistance, does FYA the actual 114? 11, is that 11? 11 million plus? That was last year's appropriation, 11 plus?
Well, that is correct, Mr. Chairman. There is a supplemental appropriation that has been passed by the Senate now in the House Committee on Regional Affairs, which would increase the FY81 municipal assistance to the level of $56,500,000. Again, that would be consistent with the 10% of corporate income taxes for FY82.
I had heard that that they had made a mistake on that calculation and had, on the supplemental, had taken 10% of the wrong year's figures.
I don't believe, so Mr. Chairman, I believe the figure, you're actually looking at 10% of the FY80. 1980 corporate income tax not for 1981. And so the 1 year lag at the 81 appropriation based on the prior year's receipts. In addition, Mr. Chairman, I might mention that the supplemental appropriation passed by the Senate also would increase the revenue sharing for fiscal year 81 from $33,500,000 to $51,900,000. In the printout given to me by budget management, they've also revised the FY82 revenue sharing upward to 51.9, which would be the same level as FY81, assuming the package is up to the number for the.
Let me understand that again. The figure in here is $40 million, and it's your understanding that the governor is going to put a budget amendment in to allow 51.9?
That's correct.
How did you find that out?
That is contained in the printout that I was given from counterpart Division of Budget Management.
When did you get that?
That was last week.
So, therefore, okay, that's 11. This goes down. Well, so that's about break even.
Essentially, it would be the same as now. Of course, I'm thinking of anything that's before this.
If we pass the bill, which is being considered, I guess, in both values, providing this down to rebate or reimbursement of values for property taxes that are collected, which is a different issue than municipal assistance. I think it's over $100 million. Would that appear in this budget as an operating item in years to come? I mean, we passed it as a bill this year, but is that the kind of thing that we're supposed to do?
I would think so.
So that's an additional, say, $100 million. This budget could potentially roll that in, those increases through the new legislation. No. Well, I was just making a distinction between any money going out for reducing property taxes and money that's going out for what is technically called here municipal assistance. Because in my opinion, that just because you give them a dollar for municipal assistance doesn't mean that it's going to reduce property taxes. So if you're going to reduce property taxes, which is Mike Miller hasn't been able to do that. That's a different bill than one that just in the Senate Bill 125, which just gives $60 million or something to municipalities without any guarantee that it's going to reduce the cost of air.
What is municipal assistance? What I'm trying to get at.
It used to be the gross business license tax, and then it was changed to shared taxes, and we repealed that. For some reason, they call it municipal assistance now, which I always thought was revenue sharing. Those are two separate programs. Am I right?
So, yeah, you got the facts right. I don't think that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Is there a difference between municipal assistance and revenue sharing as far as budgeting is concerned?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It used to be the same thing, but now it's different. Yeah. They've changed the name.
Two formulas. Two separate sets of
formulas. Mr. Chairman, tonight is for one of the municipal assistance programs and the municipal revenue sharing program. The way you pay out the money, the assumptions are different for the two programs, and the municipal assistance is primarily per capita amount. On the other hand, the revenue sharing program is based on a more complex formula that tends to take into consideration the amount of local tax effort. So essentially, the greater a municipality's local tax effort, the more they will be receiving from the revenue sharing program. It's two different assumptions. One is per capita, and the other program
but up until last year, though, it was revenue sharing restricted for capital.
House Bill 192 passed last year completely changed the formula for revenue sharing. Prior to the enactment of House Bill 192, there was a categorical grant for the program. It would include permits for hospitals, permits for fire departments.
Where were you? You were over in DNR there?
Why do you say it's based on per capita? It's 10% of the corporate receipts.
The distribution has to be defined.
The distribution.
Is that where you were? You were under CRA?
Mr. Chairman, that's essentially the trend to distinctly remove the.
Right, there's another one there. The RDA grants have gone up 233%. I wonder what kind of information you have on that. But there's over $2 million worth of new money there.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, exactly what I'm looking at.
I'm looking at the RDA grant, page 110. The last year's budget was $900,000, and this year's budget is $3 million. And all the short form page is like a 111, just shows that the grants have gone up. That's all I didn't really say what it's for. Additional grants, $2
million.
Maybe you could supply us with a breakdown. I had another one, quick question here, back up on the foreign offices. I see the Japanese, or the Asian office, the budget's gone down, and the European office budget's gone up, but not much, really too significant either way. But and then FY81 authorized for a German office, but that was vetoed, is that right?
Mr. Chairman, no, it was not vetoed. The money for the German office was put in the Commerce Committee last year, I believe. And the Deputy Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development was kind of decided that the operation of the German office would be returned and be the continued operation of the Copenhagen office, and then they decided not to establish the German office.
I see.
Yes.
They requested.
Right
there, then.